This painting dates from 1785. Elisabeth Vigée, who was married to the art dealer Lebrun, was undoubtedly the most famous portraitist of the years preceding the French Revolution. She was one of the very few women admitted to the Académie Royale de Peinture, France's Royal Academy of Painting, and the first in France to make a living from her art. She was Marie Antoinette's favourite artist, and painted the Queen on multiple occasions, which contributed to her resounding success among the aristocracy. Baroness de Crussol, depicted here, was one of her aristocratic patrons. She was the wife of Henri-Charles Emmanuel de Crussol-Florensac, lieutenant général of the King's armies. Vigée Lebrun brilliantly captures the vitality and nonchalance of the baroness, who suddenly breaks off from singing to turn towards us in one fluid movement, despite the corset restricting her, with a look of feigned surprise. It is unusual for a model to be seated with their back to us. Take a moment to admire the minute details and precision of the songbook she holds open. You can even recognize the opera Echo and Narcissus by Gluck, Marie Antoinette's favorite German composer. There are, in fact, multiple references to the Queen in this painting. We have the fichu, or scarf, knotted in a very simple fashion, evoking the Queen's taste for the countryside, while the absence of makeup reflects the fashion for a fresh complexion popularized by Marie Antoinette. If the Queen were an influencer, the Baroness was one of her dedicated followers. The Baroness wears a close-fitting jacket of bright red silk, trimmed with black fur, paired with a white-brimmed matching hat. The artist's mastery of light and shadow highlights the refinement of her attire. From satin to velvet to lace, every fabric has been rendered with exceptional talent. This work is a fine example of the sensitive portrait genre invented by the artist, which places greater emphasis on feelings than on social status or decorum. It's a snapshot in time, where the model doesn't appear to be posing at all. Vigée Lebrun moves away from the French tradition of the stiff frontal portrait, preferring a more natural look. Unlike the portraits by Rigaud and Largillière, also on display in this gallery, here the artist conveys a happy atmosphere and fleeting emotions. Three years later, the revolution would bring an abrupt end to Vigée Lebrun's career in France. She emigrated to Rome, supported by the de Crussol family.